And Adamstown Bowling Club, look, they've been such a great supporter of live music over the years.
My old haunt. I used to live like 500 metres from the ABC.
Oh, how good. Yeah.
You would have been there all the time.
Literally
right?
was. I used to live there, basically.
Nice.
Now, obviously, live music venues are such a rare commodity these days. You know, with the closing of the Cambo, you know, places that can support live music around Newcastle are getting a bit rare. So we want to support them, right?
Well, we must certainly do, and especially venues that can have that capacity of, you know, like those higher numbers. You know, you don't have a tiny little band room. You want to be able to get a couple hundred, maybe, you know, 1,000 people in there see these bands. Yeah. And I think Newcastle has prided itself on its kind of live music scene,
100%.
I would say.
Yeah,
over
massive
the,
thing
over
in our
the
culture.
Journey. Yep. Right? So there's been, I guess, a bit of a stoush between some neighbours of the Adamstown Bowling Club and the bowling club itself. We're making complaints. We've been hearing about it in the news. But to tell us a bit more about, I guess, a great bit of news is Matt, who's the live music and venue manager. Good morning, Matt. How are you going?
Good morning, guys. How are we going?
Very good.
And now tell us about what's happened.
I'll tell you, but firstly, I'd just like to say, Stephen, I miss the days when you used to live here, mate, and you need to come back.
I know. There was a few times where you and I used to sit out there on the green there and have a beer, but I'll have to try and make a venture back around because it sounds like there's lots of exciting stuff happening at the club.
Yeah, sure is, mate. Look, it's been quite challenging for us to support the music industry in the way that we've wanted to, just really because of a complaint that's been consistently coming in from one neighbour. And what has happened in the past with venues is neighbours have had 7 different government channels that they can complain to. So inevitably, somewhere along the line, they're going to get a result that's favourable for the neighbour and not so much for the venue. And it's really been quite an unfair system for venues to be able to support live music. There's been a new new minister in for the live music and nighttime economy, Minister John Graham. He's put in new legislation that says that neighbours can only now complain down one government body, well, one government channel, and that's Liquor and Gaming. So that happened, and Liquor and Gaming did their investigation, and we've come out showing that we're absolutely mindful of our neighbours and we're putting best practice in to ensure that we're really a wonderful place for the community. And really, we consider that to be a real win for live music in this city.
It most certainly is as well. Yeah, I mean, fire that off. And I've seen, obviously, this was met with great response online when this was kind of announced through the socials. Lots of local bands as well saying that they're keen to come back and rock on at the ABC.
Oh.
So is it going to, like, have we got some big events kind of planned? Is that what we're going to move forward with now that we've got all the tick of approval?
Absolutely, mate. There's a lot of things that we've got planned for 2024. It's very exciting. I don't know, as you know, mate, and for those that are listening that aren't aware, we've got this beautiful big beer garden. There's a stage out in the beer garden. There's also 2 live music rooms inside the venue, a small little theatre that holds about 110 people.
Wow.
And another bigger room that holds about 300. So we are really working as hard as we can to be a nationally recognised live music venue with a foundation of lawn bowls. It's wonderful. Every single morning we've got all our bowlers in that are bowling, and every single evening, not every evening, but every Thursday, Friday, we've got the sort of 20 to 35-year-old demographic coming in for live music.
How good. Well, congratulations on your win. And it feels like a win for common sense because there's so many of these stories where you hear, you know, oh, someone complains when they move next to a pub and it's loud. Well, of course it's loud. You move next to
and
a pub.
And you knew that when you moved there, didn't you? I'm glad they've kind of, I guess by shutting some of these channels, they've evened out the playing field a little bit,
Absolutely.
Haven't they? Which is
so
great.
Congrats on your win and thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, guys, and thanks for your support. Really appreciate it.
There you
no
go.
Worries.
A win for common sense, a win for live music, and a win for Newcastle. It's only
Let's
local
go.
Winners.